Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Tuesday, July the 15th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador, servant of and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, right here and right now on this earth, the way to peace through obedience to the laws of the universe. And the laws of the universe are the laws of existing, the laws of Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yahweh, however you choose to pronounce that word found under the number 3068 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, the African Hebrew word Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yahweh is defined as the self-existing one, the existing one. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahuwah as begetting and conceiving. Yahuwah is a scientific word teaching us the laws of birth. There must be oneness, unity of divine sacred masculine and divine sacred feminine for there to be birth. So Yahuwah is the existing one. The word Hayah, I believe that's 1961 on the Hebrew side. We'll make sure of that. Is the verb where you get I am that I am when Moses wanted to know who sent Moses to the Hyksos European invader Pharaoh, who had invaded Africa, Kemet, who had invaded all the way through Mesopotamia and the Arabian Peninsula, that land that we call today Israel, Palestine, and in the year 1555 BC, made their way, these Hyksos from Europe, made their way to Kemet, Egypt, and overthrew the Africa Kemet rulers, overthrew the black man and woman, sat on the throne as illegitimate rulers, these Hyksos from Europe. They took African Kemet Egyptian names and titles. They perverted the religion, began to destroy the people, destroy the land, enslave the African Hebrews and African Kemet Egyptian ancestors. So Moses now is tasked with going to the Hyksos Pharaoh with this word from the Almighty. And Moses, Moshe, says, who shall I say sent me? And the Almighty Yahuwah said, say I am that I am sent you. I am that I am in the African Hebrew language is the Hayah, which is the verb to be and to exist, teaching us that Yahuwah, the existing one, is that ultimate power and force that has scientifically, because the first law of science is cause and effect, Yahuwah, the existing one, father and mother acting as one, is the force and power that has caused the existence of all that has ever existed, that exists now, and ever will exist. So this is science that we're talking about. We must align ourselves with the science of the universe. In Islam, you say Allah for the father and you say Allah for the mother, acting as one. Islam is peace. We will only get peace and heaven on earth. We will only get the waters of noon, peaceful, tranquil, orderly, no animosity, no enmity, no boundaries, all one, when we align ourselves scientifically with the science of the universe. We're continuing, sisters and brothers, in our lessons in the book of Revelation, and we're pulling from anywhere of knowledge and wisdom and understanding to buttress what we are learning from the book of Revelation. These are the teachings of the month of July 2014. We left off verse 21, chapter 3 in the book of Revelation. The African apostle John teaching us the words of Yahuwah through our African Messiah, Yahushua. And verse 21 says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. So, this is talking to the poor and working class masses of the people. I'm thinking of my brother Chairman Omalie Yeshetela, who is a traditional communist socialist who does not adhere to religion, who does not adhere to Quran, who does not adhere to Bible and I Ching and Bhagavad Gita, who does not adhere to any spiritual philosophy, you might say. But the word, if you look at Einstein's equation, E equals mc squared, and then we research the definition of energy as the E in E equals mc squared stands for energy. In the dictionary, energy is defined as usually positive spiritual force. And this usually positive spiritual force resides in all people, all things, all animals, in the whole of the universe. Therefore, that energy or spirit is the same thing. Energy is synonymous with spirit. The same reality equals mc squared, mass, material, matter, times the speed of light squared. And the speed of light is 186,281 miles per second. If you square that, we'll make it easy and say 186,280 miles per half a second. But could my brother Chairman Omalie Yeshetela disagree with me that we are always studying energy? Metaphysics is the study of energy and the effect that energy has on the material universe. Now, in the Bible and Quran, the word spirit is used. But when you research the word spirit in the Old Testament African Hebrew language, you see that one of the definitions and a few of the definitions has to do with energy and the power of energy and the generating power and force of energy. So spirit is energy. Energy is spirit. And we just love grabbing from teachings. When the mother of Yahushua, Maryam, you would say Jesus and Mary, the African Hebrew words, Yahushua and Miriam. Says Miriam, or Mary, was overcome, overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. That word overshadowed has to do with the Holy Spirit or holy energy exerting energy on the womb of Mother Mary, calling forth the elements, earth, air, fire, and water, calling forth through light and the clouds and water and gas and whatnot, the basic elements that come together to facilitate the life that is to be this newborn baby growing up to be a human being. That is all of us. We're talking about energy. We're talking about spirit. So, my brother Omali Yeshetela, my brother chairman of the African People's Socialist Party, when you say that you cannot learn of the world by reading Bible and Quran, it has been so in the church, in the mosque, in the cathedral, in the temple, because of the misuse of Bible and Quran. But we preach from Bible and Quran and any other religious text, and we preach from the universe, and we draw from spiritual knowledge all over, which is energy knowledge. And we are able to learn of the very realities that we are facing today as we traverse this earth, traverse this nation, traverse our states and our neighborhoods and communities, because the African ancestors, long time ago, laid down the original blueprint, the original track. And all we have to do is tune up to the music that our ancestors laid down for us, and we will be able to understand. We will be enabled to understand all that we are facing in this material universe, in this worldwide system of death, hell, and destruction, because the ancestors already analyzed that system years and years and years ago and have taught us to be metaphysicians, metaphysicists, examine and study energy. And what type of energy is the man, the woman, the boy, the girl coming with? What type of energy is in the seat of the presidency? What type of energy is in the seat of the prime minister, the king, the queen, those that sit in financial, educational, religious, and governmental institutions? What is the energy that these people have? We are judging energy day and night. We get this teaching from the African ancestors through the various religious books. To him that overcometh. Now, this scripture is talking not just to him, not just to males. The word him, autos. Let's see if I can play the pronunciation for your hearing.
Strong's G 846, autos, autos.
This word on the Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, autos, means himself, herself, themselves, itself, he, she, it, the same. So we are talking to himself, herself, themselves. We are talking to he's and she's and them. We're talking to men and women. See, those that constructed the King James version of the scripture in the English language did not want us to see the woman and the female. So every time we can, we go into the language and we raise the woman up and see the feminine in the scripture. To he or she, to him or her that overcometh. The word overcometh is this word.
Strong's G 3528. Nikao. Nikao.
This word overcometh means to conquer, to carry off the victory, come off victorious, of Christ victorious over all his foes, of Christians that hold fast to their faith even unto death against the power of their foes and temptations and persecutions. When one is arraigned or goes to law to win the case, maintain one's cause. This is not talking to only those who we think are Christians. This is talking to all poor, working class, masses of the people, proletariat, oppressed peoples of the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, and white peoples of the earth, we who are not a part of the ruling class and the ruling families, we who are not a part of the technocrats who do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, we the masses have been robbed of our power and authority to rule our lives. So Yahushua Christos, Yahushua comes with the light of the sun, with knowledge and wisdom and understanding, with the light of wisdom and knowledge, giving us the understanding in our minds so that we may be spiritually or energy, mentally and morally and physically illuminated, so that we may understand the system, so that we may understand the energies that reside in rulership, in governmental office, financial, educational, and religious office. Yahushua, which means health, wealth, and prosperity, commensurate with Yahuwah, which means existing. We're talking about life and living for all human beings. But we are robbed of our power, and we are in need of liberation. We are in need of deliverance from this no good, rotten system. We are in need of being enabled to conquer this system, to be victorious over this system. Of when it says of Christ victorious over his foes, we understand science now. We understand that the word of the Almighty, the hypostatic word of the Almighty, hypostatic meaning that reality that upholds and sustains something, that is sedimentary, meaning has settled everywhere that this reality is upholding and sustaining that which it is settling in. Just like your blood and my blood, that life force within the physical structure, that flows all over the physical structure and has settled everywhere in the physical structure to uphold and sustain the physical structure by providing life for the physical structure. That is the word of the Almighty. The word of the Almighty desires to be made flesh, to come into the flesh, to take on the human nature. The word of the Almighty is that power from Yahuwah that upholds and sustains the whole of the universe and has settled everywhere in the universe. That word is symbolized as the seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm in human vernacular. The ancients symbolized that seed germ reality the Dagon did as the pole seed. That pole seed was both masculine and feminine, neither masculine and feminine neutral, but masculine and feminine, and the masculine had feminine qualities, and the feminine had masculine qualities, because when we examine the birth process on the human level, that sperm, that seed of life, germ of life, that is absolutely eternal, has the potential to be either male or female, and whether male or female carries characteristics that are both masculine and feminine. So what is that agency that enabled the word of Yahuwah to take on the human nature and become the flesh of the universe? See, the whole universe is the word of Yahuwah made flesh. All of the universe and everything in the universe from the physical perspective, the MC squared, is the flesh. Matter, all matter, material, and mass is the flesh of the word of Yahuwah. But how was that facilitated? It was facilitated by Christ in the New Testament. It says in the New Testament in various places that nothing was made without the agency of Christ. Nothing was made without the agency of Christ. Everywhere you go in the universe, you find Christ there. But in the Old Testament, Christos, Christ, is called Mashiach. And when you check Christos and Mashiach and anointing, you come to see that these words are teaching us about light and the anointing of the olives, the olive oil, symbolizing that anointing. That olive oil is symbolizing the power of white light. And we know that white light, when shown through the prism, fractures into the seven colors of the rainbow. But in between the colors of the rainbow is the dark matter, the melanin of the universe, causing the universe to behave as the universe is supposed to behave. And so the ancients, Kemet, Africa Kemet ancestors, called this same crystals Mashiach anointing power, called that power Atum. Atum. Atum, the hydrogen Atum, solar energy, the sun and the power of the sun as the underlord working on behalf of the Almighty Yahuwah. Yahuwah generating power through the hydrogen atom, so that the hydrogen atom can regulate the whole of the universe. Hydrogen atom was called the atom. The atom was called atom by the Greeks after the Greeks studied this knowledge and wisdom in Africa Kemet and in Africa. And so the atom, A-T-O-M, You replace the O with the U, and you are into the etymological root word of atom, which is atum. The Greeks took the U out and put an O there, and you get atom. And that word atom is in the Greek language defined as that which cannot be divided. But we know that the atom functions as the neutron and the proton and the electron. And the neutron is that neutral life, the word of the Almighty, that needs to come into the physical realm, take on human nature and the flesh that is you and me and everything and everyone in the universe. And the proton making up that nuclei is the neutron and the proton. And the proton and nuclei is synonymous with blastula. And the proton is the Y chromosome, the masculine portion of the atom of life. And so the proton is the father in the atom of life, in the nuclei and the blastula, with the neutron, which is masculine and feminine, the word, the pole seed, the word of Yahuwah. Outside of the nuclei, blastula, inside the gastula, I pray I'm saying that correctly, inside of the gastula portion of the atom of life, is the electron. And the electron is dealing with mitochondria DNA is dealing with the force of the feminine, the female X chromosome, the mother principle of the atom of life. And depending on the disposition of the electron determines the disposition of that particular atom of life. This is the description of Christ. The atom of life is the Christ force that has facilitated the hypostatic word of Yahuwah coming through. This Christ mechanism has taken on the human nature and the flesh that is the universe. Now, this Christ atom of life is victorious over all foes. In the ancient texts dealing with the science of creation, the science of the universe, that hydrogen atom in phase three of creation, the scientific construct of the universe, begins to, how do you call it, encounter opposition to the work that is the work of atom hydrogen crystals. This is after that period of time of the waters of noon, peaceful and tranquil. No opposition there. No opposition when all were at one, peaceful, tranquil, orderly, no boundaries, no barriers, all at one. But when that process of birth leaves the ground zero, which is the waters of noon in the womb of Nanette, now you have action on the one through the nine. Now in that action period, there is that potential for opposition. And the opposition is that reality of disorder, chaos, and that which is the opposite of tranquility. So in the narrative that the African Kemet scientists gave us, they teach us that Atum is aware of all of this. Now let's take our next break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break.